The issue of waste management and poor sanitation has become an attitudinal problem in the country. This, the NCC believes, if children are trained to ensure environmental cleanliness right from the initial stages, going forward, the country will not have problems with poor sanitation and waste management. At the Forces Primary and JHS, the pupils shared their views on sanitation. One of the pupils, Solange Oponyebua, who showed keen interest on sanitation issues, was subsequently appointed the sanitation ambassador.
What I'm intending to do, as of now that I've been appointed as the new ambassador of sanitation in Forces Leaders, I'll try and talk to my teacher to help us contribute and buy more dustbins so that we can separate the plastics from the rubbish.
And apart from that, what will you tell your mates to do?
Okay, I'll tell them to also contribute and help me so that we can make the school a better place.
Other pupils also share their thoughts and what they are going to do differently to keep their environment clean.
I learned that we should keep our environment clean. If you see someone dropping something, that you should pick it up and drop it in the dustbin.
I learned that there are three things we should do so that we can make Ghana clean. And those three things are to reduce the use of plastics and reuse them, and then you should recycle them.
That's that. When you see someone dropping something on the floor and tell the person to pick it and the person refuses it. When you tell the person to pick it and the person refuses it, pick it yourself and tell the person not to leave.
The NCC chairperson Josephine Nkrumah stated that building a future of children who are conscious about civic issues is the right way to go.
One of the critical concerns for me is that when you ask the average Ghanaian child today that what is a gutter meant for, they tell you that it's meant for rubbish. That tells a lot about how our children are growing. And for me, that begins at home. Charity begins at home. What is the child being taught? Is the child taught to throw rubbish in the drain? Or if the child does throw rubbish in the drain, what are our parents doing about it? So for me, it's critical that parents need to take up their role as real role models, as trainers of responsible citizens in this country. After the home, then of course you come to the school. What are these schools doing when it comes to sanitation? But even beyond just enforcement, I think the training should be such that when we have rubbish as children, it's almost repugnant for us to throw the rubbish anywhere or to litter in the gutters. When children understand that rubbish must go in bins, then we are heading somewhere.
The second phase of the NCC Citizenship Week, which focuses on the environment, is to sensitize Ghanaians on the need to safeguard the environment.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.